Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. Today, our featured interview is with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. And Scott McKay, I've got his website up right here, by the way, patriotstreetfighter.com. Want to check it out. He joins us from his tour bus to talk about his new project, which is this. It's called the Terra Quantum Recharge Facility, where people can come in and have a wellness experience with something that I don't yet know all the details about, but he's going to explain it on the show today, and I'll have some questions for him, and this should be really fascinating. This is about the future of wellness and rejuvenation and activating self-healing, as I understand it. And Scott McKay is, of course, a fascinating person with a lot of resources, so I'm going to ask him what he thinks about Biden and the next election and whether America comes back from the brink of total destruction. So all of that straight ahead right here on Brighteon.tv.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Hey,
welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon. And it's an overdue invitation, I think, to have this interview with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. He joins us now from his touring bus with some major breaking news, and I've got news to break with him too. So welcome to the show, Scott. It's always great to have you back on.
Always great to see you too, my friend. A long overdue visit here and a long overdue visit in Austin, but we'll make that happen in the near future.
Absolutely. You're always welcome here, you know, in studio, whenever you get in this area, come on by. In the meantime, I know you've been busy. You have a major announcement to share. I've got one to share with you, but first, let's just hit some of the big headlines. Do you think that fake President Joe Biden is about to be removed from office?
Which sure appears that way. I mean, all indicators appear that they have to make a move. They cannot let this go on much longer, even if it is through the rest of the year. And on top of that, there's no way they can let this guy stay in a campaign run because the devastation is already upon them. Yes, they can steal elections. They've got the whole machine wired coast to coast, even with the Republicans helping to steal these elections. The problem they have, in my opinion, is this. How do you bring Kamala Harris into the fold to run as a sitting president? She's not even eligible. I think the biggest question here is we know Biden's going to be removed before that day comes. What are they going to do about Kamala Harris? Because I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of things happen here that I've declared as a smokeout operation. I've said Patriot Street Fighter is a smokeout operation on all levels. But I believe that they're going to allow this to happen because I think Kamala Harris stepping forward is going to show two things. Number one, it's going to show how brazen these criminals are to try to put in somebody who wasn't even born in the United States, not eligible for the presidency. And number two, to smoke out what Republicans or all of them will do nothing about it, will not make this claim in front of the world in the media to use constitutional power to say this can't be, she's not eligible. I think as this movie plays out, we got a lot more surprises coming our way.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of the movie playing out, isn't it interesting that we've now moved into the chapter where all of the child trafficking pedophilia is out in the open now, thanks to the Sound of Freedom and other efforts and efforts of people like you. I noticed the shirt you're wearing. Children are not what? What's the rest of it say? For sale.
Children are not for sale and sex trafficking.
Yep. Perfect.
It's the biggest selling shirt we've had for two and a half years. We did like $1 million first 5 months in Patriot Street Fighter when it came online. And the big sellers were this shirt and the one that has the building blocks, little kids building blocks. It says Save the Kids, shows the trafficking tunnel map of the United States on the back of it. They're in such high demand back then, but even more so today, now that the world's waking up to this massive global criminal, I don't know what you call it, a conveyor belt or a restaurant that these people are dining on our kids, these elites around the world. So all I can say is about damn time.
Do you feel a little bit vindicated on that? Because you're one of the people who's been sounding the alarm for quite some time. And, you know, of course, out there, you got hit with a lot of criticism. People said, oh, this isn't happening. You know, they always say that before the truth comes out. But do you feel vindicated at this point?
Well, I do, because, you know, our message has been so effective that I've, even as recently as the last couple of months, have been labeled an anti-Semite and a horrible Nazi. So, you know, when they pull that out, Alan Dershowitz beat the shit out of me on one of his shows after Maddow ran this continuous story for a year, labeling me as a Nazi and anti-Semite, so much so that I was removed from the Reawaken America tour over it. And it just tells you one thing. When your message is penetrating their narrative, their veil, then they pull out either the race card and the big one. The kill shot for them is the anti-Semite thing. But, you know, that good luck with that. That's not possible. That's ever going to stick, at least for the people that really count, that are in the fight and have been digging up the information to see what's going on here. But so, yeah, I'd say vindicated, no doubt.
Right. And also, I should point out that, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was recently smeared as an anti-Semite somehow because they twisted what he said. And what he said was factually correct. He said, look, there are ACE2 receptors that make people more vulnerable to SARS-CoV-2. And here's the study that, you know, these ACE2 receptors have different proliferation in different ethnicities. You know, here it is, Hispanics versus people of Jewish ethnicity versus whites versus Indian Americans versus Asian. And it's just, it's different. Some groups are more vulnerable than others because of the ACE2 receptors. And immediately they said, oh, RFK, anti-Jew, anti-Semite. Are you kidding me? They say this at the drop of a hat now.
Well, you know, you can be, let's say, nobody can be racist and get away with it. I think racism is the lowest form of intellect on the planet. To have a judgment on somebody based on a skin color, religion, that stuff never made any sense to me to begin with. But the one that you can't be, if you're going to be against somebody, Jewish people, because the whole comes apart. So much so that, look, you know my story, when I was pulled out of the grave in 2014, homeless, crippled, and penniless, 8 months later, lost my company, and I had nowhere to live. And the man who took me in, who took me in for 4.5 years, he was in his 70s in a motorized chair, wonderful friend of mine. I credit him with saving my life. But he happens to be a self-proclaimed Ashkenazi Jew, right? And only the Ashkenazi Jews has this rare disease that took away his ability to walk. I love this man to the end of time. He truly saved my life. My book strategist, who you've spoken to, is also Jewish. Most of my clients in Los Angeles were liberal Jewish Democrats. So being smeared with something like that, in my opinion, is obviously laughable. But what's interesting to me is that's that one racist remark or that racist attack that the whole world comes unglued over. And the fact of the matter is, Rachel Maddow kicked it off, Mike. I've been hammering a Khazarian mafia for 3 years now. And she took out five things that I said starts with the Khazarian mafia. She pulls out the word Khazarian mafia, inserts the word Jews, like I'm saying the Jews this or the Jews that. I don't even use the word Jew. I've always used the word Jewish. So to me, it's just so absurd. It's kind of laughable. I think the problem is that our side still backs up and buckles to this bullshit. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand how the mainstream media has used this tried and tested weapon over and over and over. And as soon as somebody says it, everybody goes back on their heels. I've been actually coached, Scott, don't go pay a Patriot Street Fighter on this issue like everything else, because, and they, you know, explained why, you have a strategist, they'll try to keep you a little bit contained. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that for now. But at the end of the day, it's not going to stay that way. There's going to be a full throttle address of this nonsense. But the problem isn't their side, Mike, it's ours. Our side gets scared, they run, they back down. And you know me, there's no boilerplate inside of me that allows me to respond the way the rest of society does. It's either individual, this is bullshit and I'm not going to back up, or, you know, hey, we got something to talk about. So anyways,
yeah,
that's more disconcerting.
And you do have a lot to talk about. You're very effective at it. And we're going to get to your breaking news here in a second. But one more thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, with all this talk over the years about white hats, and I got to say, really, frankly, with a lot of the people I've been interviewing lately and some of the new things I'm working on, I've met a lot of white hats, actually. The white hats are us, like inspired people like us who are doing things that are, you know, peaceful oriented, but solution oriented, that can help save this country. But my question to you, Scott, do you think that we're going to be able to bring America back from the brink, or are we done as an empire / once republic? What's your take?
You know, if there's the end of an empire, in my opinion, Mike, it's their empire. It's the Khazarian mobsters that have infiltrated every institution and agency of influence and power on the planet. Every single country has been owned by this criminal cartel. They've been around 1,400 years. So as far as the fall of an empire, I say absolutely. And do I believe America comes back? Yeah, I do. I believe America comes back, but America is going to get its ass kicked. Imaginable. Because at the end of the day, Mike, you're right. We are the white hats. We are the news. We're the white hats. This is not, in my opinion, this is not a Donald Trump is going to come back and save us. This is not a military is going to come in and clean house and save us. I think both of those are components. But I believe they got to set the stage to course correct the ship. And we're going to have to get our oars in the water and start rowing it, because the motors burn out. We have to be the ones that bring this back. And I'll tell you why. Because if America doesn't get to the point of the threat of going over the cliff, to where, it, in fact, we saw this in the intelligence a couple years ago, that said it won't be until pushed to the brink, and in brackets, moment of destruction, before people will find the will to change. And I fully believe that. That's why I think we got a serious ass beating coming, because without this ass beating on America, we're not going to wake up. We're not going to stop taking for granted that our founders, if people could see how their lives ended up after they signed that amazing document, what happened to most of them, what they gave for, or our soldiers in those wars that really counted, not the Khazarian bankers wars that took a lot of life and treasure and blood from our amazing soldiers, but the wars that really counted, we left that sitting on the battlefield to lose. I don't believe that. There's too many people like you out there, and a lot of the veterans, you know, people you've trained with, spec ops guys, military from the baby boom generation, they're not going to let this go without a fight. And I can tell you, that's why the next warfare platform for Patriot Street Fighter has been tactical civics. And the tactical civics charters around the country are now starting to explode. I just keep pouring gas on the fire, because once this country learns in mass of the power of the constitutional county grand juries in the country as instituted by our founders, once they know what that means, once they realize that there's more power in the county grand juries and the Supreme Court of the United States, that they have the constitutional power to seat a standing militia. In fact, they're required to, that is either an enforcement or protective arm who can also serve warrants and indictments and hold these politicians operating inside each corporate structure they're in. Until we get to that point, I don't see us making any headway at all, because everybody going in as elected official inside the architecture of what they built, they're all corporations. They're going to serve the corporation, not us, because they have a fiduciary responsibility to whatever corporation they're serving that is masquerading as a government. If I didn't believe that were true, if I didn't believe that this is a way to do it and we can do it, I wouldn't be spending my time going around the country pouring gas in this fire. And so actually, I'm in Clearfield County right now. It's the juggernaut in the nation of tactical civics chapters. So I'm here to dump some gas on that fire and, you know, try to inspire these people to realize it started here in Pennsylvania. The founding of the country was right here. The rebirth of it and the refounding is taking place right now. What do you want to do? Do you want to play in this battle to get the ship right and recapture the republic? And I'm tired of hearing about a democracy. Again, more bullshit. We were warned about democracy by Jefferson. Said he referred to the democracy as mobocracy. The mob rules, and we got to help people understand we've never been a democracy. I hate the word. We're a republic. And until we start correcting that language too, we're not going to change what goes on inside people's heads. And, you know, from now till that time comes, you know, I've committed my life to this. This country is going to stay free. It's going to regain its footing and come back to its greatness, or my last breath is going to be expired on it. That I can tell you.
Well, no one's ever going to accuse you of not doing enough to fight for freedom. That's for sure. Now, what you're also doing that I know you have a big announcement to share with us today is in the category of what you call wellness warfare. And so, as you know, and I've covered here on this program many times, there is a concerted effort to suppress technology that can help people heal, to suppress indigenous knowledge of healing plants and herbs, for example. But even technology like homeopathy and so on, but you are now involved, as I understand, this is the first time that you're telling me about it. You are engaged in maybe wellness warfare by setting up some healing clinics with some really innovative technology. I don't know much about it, so please give us the full lowdown, you know, the website address and everything else. Go for it.
Yeah, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael has been traveling on my bus with me for about 2 years. I met her on the first tour with Sasha Stone, and I came to know her in a very, very kind of a very passive fashion. She was on a tour. We broke away from Robert David Steele. She was on my bus riding for the rest of the tour. And over time, I learned about this amazing lady and this amazing bioscalar conjugated photonic, you know, perpetuation of Tesla energy technology that she had created, a model of it back in the 70s, late 70s, and then revised the technology by 1996, where it could treat masses of people instead of one person at a time by creating this conjugated photonic field that brings the power of scalar or Tesla energy to the human body, gives it a blast of hyper healthy energy so it can activate itself and do what it does to heal people. So I'd been in this system a number of times in her home. She has a bedroom off the side of the kitchen. So when I'm in Las Vegas, I'd spend a night in the system. And it really was Jason Shurka, as I've been talking about Sandra, Jason Shurka grabbed onto the idea of her technology and the organization called TLS, the Light System, this kind of very secretive, hidden kind of group that's been trying to push back against the oppressive force for humanity for a long time. They insisted that he get out to Las Vegas because they had apparently been aware of her for about 12-13 years in her technology. And I guess they felt at this time they could protect her, and because she's been protected by the military since 96. When she turned that system on the first time, NASA showed up at her house because they were getting a signature of a land-based nuclear sub. Of course, that engagement led to their validation, led to Defense Department validation, clinicals of what this technology does to the human body. It doesn't heal anything. It doesn't have the power to heal anything. But what it does have the power to do is repair DNA. And these are clinical studies, and also just delivers this hyper healthy energy to the human body to where it begins to heal itself, oftentimes in rapid fashion. And I could just tell you stories for the next hour of those who have come into my center in Dallas, Texas, in Colleyville. I built a 48 unit system there. It's the largest system to date, most powerful. And
so hold on, 48 unit system. What? So what, 48 people can come in at the same time?
Actually, there's 48 units of these. What it looks like, there's a computer and there's a screen attached to each computer. And that screen, what it looks like, if you go to terraquantumrecharge.com, which is Terra, T-E-R-R-A, quantum recharge, like it sounds.com. you can see what one of these systems looks like.
Okay.
And imagine a screen that looks like it has the code coming down the screen like the Matrix. The difference is this is a very ancient language and also various colors, and it'll go up and down the screen. They'll go down the screen at different speeds up, and they're all calibrated inside of this 6,100 square foot space. We have 8 towers. There's 4 corner towers, and they're all facing. Yeah, this is a great thing to show. They're all facing each other. They're calibrated to collide at dead center. That's the lobby right there. Of course, I had to honor Tesla there by building the lobby.
Wait, this is your center?
Yeah, this is my center, and you'll see.
Wow.
As this rolls through, this drone will go inside the center, and then you'll see the floor where the scalar field is being created. It's actually cascading through the entire building, but that's Dr. Sandra Rose Michael there. This is inside the system. There's 40 recliners in there, and those towers are the EE system towers. So each one of those is a unit, and I built this with 48 units in it, create like this Taj Mahal kind of effect. Of course, we got the copper pyramid in there, which kind of hypercharges the energy coming into that space right there. People come in here for an hour, 2 hours. The lights are always way down low. Kick a recliner back. Mike, I can tell you, 2 weeks ago, guy comes in, he has a stroke. He had to be helped to his recliner. He's in there for 2 hours. At the end of 2 hours, the person brought him and my partner, Dr. Rick, who runs operations there for me because I'm too busy on the road. This gentleman gets up and goes to the bathroom and then comes out under his own power into the lobby. And the person that helped him in there couldn't believe it. We've known these are things that happen in this system. So the next day, the same gentleman, I think he's late 60s, comes walking in, throws the door open. He's got his brother in tow and his 89-year-old father. And his 89-year-old father told Rick, he said, look, I've been taking care of this man like an infant for the last 8 months. And he comes home like this after being here. I don't know what it is here, but sign me up for a month. And so, of course, they've been regulars now. But we've had amazing things happening here, kids with autism. I could go through a long list.
Okay, yeah. I mean, man, I have so many questions because obviously you're going to raise a lot of red flags among, health regulators and science-minded people. So let's ask the first question. How do you know that this system works?
Well, self-validation. I mean, anybody that comes inside and spends 2 hours in the system, one of the recliners, are going to say, what can they expect? I don't know. Come and find out for yourself. Whatever's going on inside the human body, the thing of it is, Mike, we have long forgotten that God gave this, God made no mistakes, no accidents, a perfect working universe and ecosystem here. Our body has the power to cure everything, to heal itself of everything. We can't in this environment where they're spreading toxins, neurotoxins, carcinogens, metals from the air. Bringing it inside of our homes in every way, shape, or form, hammering us with 5G technology, our immune systems are being pounded. And then on top of that, they bring in chemotherapy and things that completely obliterate your immune system, telling you that these chemicals that they have people wearing hazmats while they're manufacturing them, that to inject them in your body is going to actually do you some good. Look, I can't make claims on what this has done for other people. All I can do is reiterate what they have said has happened for them. And I know it seems somewhat surreal to hear these kind of stories, but I tell people, don't take my word for any of this. Come to Colleyville, Texas. Come and spend time in there. We had 250 people in there a couple of months ago. We had Dr. Brian Artis come in, Ann Vandersteel came in. We had an event there. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, Jason Shirk, and Mike Jaco, a number of people came there for a 2-day event. And being inside that event while we are doing this type of a seminar event, they all walked away saying whatever they had to say, whatever they felt as a response for their own biochemistry, their own body systems, they're all different. They're all unique. What their vision changed. My bus driver said he had to get rid of his glasses after being there for 3 days. He was there for setup. He was there for the events, running sound systems. And he said, I got to get new glasses because my glasses are making my vision blurry. That's common. Wow. That's stuff that happens all the time.
Let me actually give you kind of an adjacent endorsement of the general category of this. you called it, I think, conjugated photonic energy. Was that the term you use?
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are terms that I can articulate, but don't ask me about the science. That's why I got to get Dr. Sandra.
No, I hear you. Michael, I hear you. Let me share this story with you in the audience. Now, Scott, about a little over 2 months ago, about 9 weeks ago, I almost severed my finger, my index finger, almost had it cut off. Now, you wouldn't know that, but let me show you, show my screen. I want to show you the deep, deep laceration. That's my finger.
Holy cow.
Almost cut off. And I suffered a total laceration of the lateral ligaments. Blood vessels and nerves were completely severed. This was after I mostly stopped the bleeding. I had a partial laceration of the primary ligament under the bottom of the finger here, and I lost quite a bit of feeling in the fingertip, okay? That was about 9 weeks ago. Scott, not only did I use infrared light, 850 nanometer wavelength light, I use a 908 nanometer laser with daily treatments on the finger. I used also a tuning fork. Now, a tuning fork, you know, you hit it and then you hold the tuning fork on the joints and it broadcasts actual kinetic ultrasonic or high frequency sound throughout the bones. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all and God bless America. Take care.